The first illusion is need exists. This is not only the first illusion, but the grandest. On this illusion are all other illusions based. Everything that you currently experience in life, everything that you feel moment to moment, is rooted in this idea and your thoughts about it. Need is non-existent in the universe. One needs something only if one requires a particular result. The universe does not require a particular result. The universe is the result. Need is likewise non-existent in the mind of God. God would need something only if God required a particular result. God does not require any particular result. God is that which produces all results. If God needed something to produce a result, where would God get it? There is nothing that exists outside of God. God is all that is, all that was, and all that ever will be. There is nothing that is not God. You may better grasp this idea if you use the word life in place of the word God. The two words are interchangeable, so you will not alter the meaning. You will merely increase your understanding. Nothing that is not life. If life needed something to produce a result, where would life get it? There is nothing that exists outside of life. Life is all that is, all that was, and all that ever will be. God needs nothing to occur except that which is occurring. Life needs nothing to occur except that which is occurring. The universe needs nothing to occur except that which is occurring. This is the nature of things. This is how it is, not the way you have imagined it. In your imagination, you have created the idea of need out of your experience that you need things in order to survive. Yet, suppose that you didn't care whether you lived or died. Then what would you need? Nothing at all. And suppose that it was impossible for you not to live. Then what would you need? Nothing at all. Now here is the truth about you. It is impossible for you not to survive. You cannot fail to live. It is not a question of whether you will live, but how. That is, what form will you take? What will your experience be? I tell you this, you need nothing to survive. Your survival is guaranteed. I gave you everlasting life, and I never took it away from you. Hearing this, you may say, yes, but survival is one thing, and happiness is another. You may imagine that you need something in order to survive happily, that you can be happy only under certain conditions. This is not true, but you have believed it to be true. And because belief produces experience, you have experienced life in this way, and have thus imagined a God who must experience life in this way as well. Yet this is no more true for God than it is for you. The only difference is, God knows this. When you know this, you will be as God. You will have mastered life, and your whole reality will change. Now here is a great secret. Happiness is not created as a result of certain conditions. Certain conditions are created as a result of happiness. That is such an important statement that it bears repeating. Happiness is not created as a result of certain conditions. Certain conditions are created as a result of happiness. This statement holds true for every other state of being as well. Love is not created as a result of certain conditions. Certain conditions are created as a result of love. Compassion is not created as a result of certain conditions. Certain conditions are created as a result of compassion. Abundance is not created as a result of certain conditions. Certain conditions are created as a result of abundance. Substitute any state of being you can imagine or devise. It will still hold true that beingness precedes experience and produces it. Because you have not understood this, you've imagined certain things must occur in order for you to be happy. And you also imagine a God for whom the same is true. Yet if God is first cause, what can occur that God did not cause in the first place? And if God is all-powerful, what can occur that God does not choose to occur? Is it possible for something to occur that God cannot stop? And if God is choosing not to stop it, is the occurrence itself not something which God is choosing? Of course it is. Yet why would God choose things to occur that would make God unhappy? The answer is an answer that you cannot accept.
Nothing makes